Hachette Audio presents When You Wonder, You're Learning. Mr. Rogers' Enduring Lessons for Raising Creative, Curious, Caring Kids. Written by Greg Baer and Ryan Rydzeski. Read by Gary Tiedemann. Foreword written by Joanne Rogers and read by Molly Parker Myers. Accompanying this program is a Mac and PC compatible PDF of supplementary material. For our parents, who smiled us into smiling, talked us into talking, and loved us into loving.
Foreword. Even by Pittsburgh's frigid November standards, it was cold out there. But I didn't mind very much, despite my inner Floridian. I was due that day to visit the neighborhood hospital. And though hospital visits aren't typically cause for cheer, least of all for little old ladies like me, I knew this one would be different. I knew this one would be special. I put on a cardigan, one of his, and zipped it against the chill. The hospital's atrium was already full. The room fell quiet as I pushed through the door, and someone sat down at the lobby's piano and played a familiar chord. Then, all at once, the doctors and nurses started to sing. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. What music! The old lyrics filled the lobby, sounding almost new. I stopped, as I always do, to sing along. Afterward, in the hospital nursery, I met the reason for my visit. 6 newborn babies, all dressed in tiny red sweaters and little blue booties made to match my late husband's shoes. 6 little Freds, brand new to the world, with so much to wonder and learn. I loved them from the moment we met. Maybe you saw the pictures. It was a big to-do, staged to celebrate World Kindness Day and the 65th anniversary of WQED, the television station where Fred had made Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. The pictures made their way to the internet, and social media did what social media does. By the end of the day, the whole country loved those babies. And I think I know why. Pittsburgh, you see, wasn't the only place that was cold that day. Half the nation had frozen solid. The front page of the New York Times said that in McAllen, Texas, temperatures fell from 92 degrees to just 31, all in a couple of...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?